We've been talking about the toll such severe cold has on humans and human structures, but it also has a profound effect on other animals, whether wild or domesticated. So we invited a couple of folks from the Wisconsin Humane Society over to talk about how to safeguard our pets and other animals that may be part of our lives.
Ann Reed is the organization's president and CEO, and Crystal Charlo Schaefer is a member of WHS's wildlife rehab team. Reed says the best thing we can do for our pets in this kind of weather is to keep them inside.
It's by far the biggest thing. There are lots of other things that we can talk about, but the biggest thing is to, no matter what your dog tells you in terms of exercise, keep that being outside long enough to go to the bathroom and right back in. No matter what your cat tells you about how much they like to be outdoors, indoors is the place for a cat to be. It's just as it's actively dangerous for humans, it's actively dangerous for them to be outdoors. So we're
so
inside.
So anyone who might have like an outside doghouse, don't use it.
Don't. It's absolutely too cold by far. You know, I'm smiling a little because today, as we're taping this, today's the warm day. It's up to 3 degrees and it's all of minus 19 in wind chill. And that obviously feels very cold to us. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be interplanetary cold. Any arrangements you have made for your animal to be safe outdoors in cold weather, you didn't make them for weather like this. Indoors is the place for your animal to be.
So, Crystal, for people who might have chickens, say, mm-hmm. in their backyards, because that's something that people can have urban, not really farms, but animals that don't normally come inside, they're not normally pets. What do you do?
So for chicken coops, hopefully when you built or designed your chicken coop, you had winter weather in mind, meaning that it's insulated, it's protected from drafts and things like that. Now, anticipating this cold weather, if at all possible, insulate it even more, use appropriate bedding. You can also offer supplemental heat by using a heat lamp. Just be really careful that you don't have any bedding touch that lamp. Those lamps are very hot. It's also important that they have access to fresh water. So you can get electric heated dog bowls, and I know chickens are going to step in that, so make sure that's clean and change it regularly. But that's something you have to take into consideration when you have a little group of chickens, is that they will definitely be affected by the weather.
Is there thought that maybe even putting something over the top of the coop, like, you know, the idea of putting a quilt even, or some kind of something over to help with insulation temporarily when it's this bitterly cold?
Yeah, I don't know the effectiveness of just a quilt. Certainly it will do some degree. Frequently people will use large straw bales and brace those against the outsides of their coops. But this is something to consider as well, especially with more municipalities approving urban chickens. Take winter weather into consideration when designing your coop for the future.
So, Anne, despite your best efforts, say your dog goes out longer than it should have and comes in with frozen paws, mm-hmm. what do you do?
You're calling the vet. So for frostbite, you're looking for discoloration, especially on the skin. You're looking for blisters and swelling. Your animal obviously has ways of letting you know they're in pain. For hypothermia, you're looking for shivering and trembling. You're looking for lethargy. Is your animal cold to the touch? Some things might look a little neurological, like trouble walking. If you're concerned, you're calling your vet, you're getting in there. We expect that emergency vets will be getting a lot of calls during this time. So those are the things you're looking for.
What can you do between the time you notice your pet not behaving correctly and getting it to the vet? I mean, is it good to wrap them in warm towels and that sort of thing?
Best thing is definitely to wrap in a blanket. For frostbite, we're advising don't immerse in hot water. Don't rub. That skin is quite delicate. But wrapping in a warm blanket on your way to the vet and getting over there is the thing to do.
So paws obviously are the thing that's most affected. What about things like noses and tails?
Yep, and ears.
Ears.
Now, paws are protectable. If your dog will wear those boots, they're great. And we also recommend just something like Vaseline, some other sort of thing to put on those paws. And this actually brings up another point that Crystal and I were actually talking about this morning, which is the things that are hard right now to do, like, oh, my dog doesn't want to put on those boots, or, oh, my dog won't go to the bathroom outside, which we have another tip for, or my cat just won't want to stay in, just say, all right, I'm caught up short this time. I'm going to have a rough couple of days managing this. I'm going to now start the things that are going to make this easier the next time. So we're going to start little pieces of hot dog and boots when you don't need them so that it'll be easier the next time.
So talk about the going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
how do you get that to happen? Because obviously they need to.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook last night a picture of the track her dog had made through a foot of snow to get, not in the way they had shoveled for that dog, but that dog wanted to go to a specific spot. It was really funny, like a little tunnel. One kind of call we get a lot is dogs just don't want to go to the bathroom on the snow. And one trick that we're finding that's really helpful for people is to get hold of some hay at your farm supply store, or maybe your neighbor has some, and spread that out. Shovel a space and spread that out so you have a little non-snow spot outside your house. And that's been helpful for a lot of people.
Well, also the hay, I think, would protect for the cold, too. It makes them want to stand there long enough to actually defecate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a little bit warmer.
Any other tips that we should be giving pet owners?
You know, ID tags and chip are, and it's, you know, too late to get the chip for tomorrow, but making sure that your animals are wearing tags so that if they do get out and somebody sees them, they can act quickly. Never leave an animal in the car is a big one. Same thing in the summer. That's a lot less safe than we think it is. And one tip we're giving out a lot is before you start your car, a wild animal or a cat might be in there somewhere to seek warmth. So honk the horn, bang on the bang,
make sure
bang
they're not
on
the wheel
bang
well.
On the hood, exactly, yeah. and be sure you're not hurting an animal who's in there.
So, Crystal, speaking of wildlife, and that's where you work with the Wisconsin Humane Society, what if somebody finds an animal in their backyard that is a wild animal but is obviously stressed or frozen? What do you do?
Yeah, well, we are there. We're here at the Wisconsin Humane Society Wildlife Rehabilitation Center 365 days a year. So certainly you can call us. We always want to counsel you first. We also have information on our website about what to do, because each different species is going to have different things to do for safety, for human safety, for animal safety. But if you find an animal that you believe may be sick or injured, call us. Definitely call us. We are there. That's what we're there for.
So don't try to intervene on your own without calling you first.
We always like you to call us first, and then we can direct you just for human safety and for animal safety.
The rabbits and foxes and birds are all going to be affected by this extreme cold as well.
And all so, in different ways. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, all I can say is, ladies, thank you so much. Stay warm.
You
over
too,
these
Bonnie.
Next couple of days, and I really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Ann Reed is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society. Crystal Charlo Schaefer is a member of WHS's Wildlife Rehab Team. There's more information at WUWM.com.